Thank you. Well, hello and welcome to the show. Hi, it is a day at the beach. Podcast number 26, and my name's Clint Beachwood. Welcome, and it's been a while since I've done one of these. I'm going to blame it on my wife's and son's desire to kind of move me out of the current room I'm in and into a smaller bedroom and switch things around, and they're tearing up the linoleum in here and patching the wall, and anyway, it's kind of a mess, but thanks for tuning me in, and thanks for you know, the continued support that I get for doing these podcasts. We just heard from the Troubants. Anyway, their brand new CD called High Wire Surfing, and we heard a cut called El Dorado, and started today's show off with a brand new CD from San Diego's own The Secret Samurai with their CD Zanshin, and heard a song called Turkish Gold, brand new CD, and all these songs were written by Ryan Ruiz of Secret Samurai. And I must admit, he has one of the most unique playing styles of any band that I know. You know, it's very hard to describe, and he just plays an incredible guitar, in my opinion. It's incredibly fast, especially to see him live, and his songwriting is unique and quite different from traditional sounding surf songs. So my hat goes out to The Secret Samurai for this very cool brand new CD, Zanshin. Check it out. All right, these are the Pan Americans. Again, you're listening to a Day at the Beach podcast. My name is Clint Beachwood, and you can, as always, reach me at several email locations, such as beachwood@san.rr.com. The Pan Americans.
Як смітошися, кості моя. Як смітошися, кості моя. Да не потопит меня буря водна. Ниже, да не пожрет меня глубина. Ниже свидета. Слим, Господи, слим, Господи.
That's a song called Shelter from the Sun. It's performed by the Barbed Wires, and they're from Sweden. And that whole CD sounds, well, not just like that song, but it is much more than just your guitar, bass, and drums style of surf music. Mike Lindell, who's the lead guitarist, actually he's Mike Barbwire, really used lots of different instruments on this CD, and it's a very highly produced piece of work. So nice little break from your standard surf music, pretty elaborate CD, and very cool, very nice, very good to listen to things like this every once in a while. Sea Rider by the Barbwires. Before that, we heard from a band from Belgium called called Pirato Ketchup. They did Dr. Krokoff. And let's see, the Beach Breakers from Argentina did Collision Course off their Summer Trip CD. And the Pan Americans did Tres Apitos from their self-titled debut CD. My name is Clint. It's Day at the Beach podcast number 26. This is a band from Brazil, so we're going all over the place here. This is Surfadelica from their CD just recently released called Surf and Not Destroy. Thank you. That's a brand new band with a brand new CD and a brand new song called Lava Tube. The band is called the Lava Pups, and the CD is Into the Flow out of Northern California. Before that, we heard Spies in Love out of the Midwest somewhere. No, it wasn't. The song was Spies in Love. It was performed by the Amphibians. The little short five-song CD is called Spies in Love. Surfadelica, again from Brazil, with Space Age Surfin' Love Song from their CD To Surf and Not Destroy. This is Clint Beachwood. It's the Day at the Beach podcast numero 26, and hope you're enjoying it. A little on the mellow side, I guess, this time around. I don't know why. I'm not particularly in that mood or anything, but that's just the way the songs are panning out this time around. But this might kick things up a little bit. Another cut off of the Razorblade's new CD, Give Me Some Noise, going to play The Revenge of the Cookie Monster.
Thank you.
Those are the Rocket Motors with a song called Straight Cats. And they're from southern Finland. And the CD, it's a little four-song CD called Clever Greens. Los Tiki Phantoms out of Spain did La Mosca. And the Razorblades out of Germany did The Revenge of the Cookie Monster from their new CD, Give Me Some Noise. They're coming to Southern California this summer, and I'm really looking forward to it. All right, my name is Clint. It's a day at the beach, number 26, from France. These are the Taikonauts.
Since biblical times, man has witnessed and recorded strange manifestations in the sky and speculated on the possibilities of visitors from another world.
It was a saucer. A flying saucer.
We saw what appeared to be a flying saucer. That's all we can say.
We saw it. We heard it. Both of us. What more do we need to know?
I'll have to have time to think. To evaluate this. Before we sound off.
Because of recent scientific advances, it is now possible to realize an ancient dream, the exploration of outer space.
Thank you. People of Earth, attention. People of Earth, attention. This is a voice speaking to you from thousands of miles beyond your planet. Look to your sun for a warning. Look to your sun for a warning.
The world, crippled by these events, waited for the first sign of an invasion from outer space. Because of the atmospheric violence, it was not until the ninth day that an orderly evacuation of...
The missile knows where it is at all times. It knows this because it knows where it isn't. By subtracting where it is from where it isn't, or where it isn't from where it is, whichever is greater, it obtains a difference or deviation. The guidance subsystem uses deviations to generate corrective commands to drive the missile from a position where it is to a position where it isn't, and arriving at a position where it wasn't, it now is. Consequently, the position where it is now the position that it wasn't, and it follows that the position that it was is now the position that it isn't. In the event that the position that it is in is not the position that it wasn't, the system has acquired a variation, the variation being the difference between where the missile is and where it wasn't. If variation is considered to be a significant factor, it too may be corrected by the GEA. However, the missile must also know where it was.
The missile may have computer
thank you.
That's Pavlov's Woody with the Steel Tunnel from their Castaway Motel CD. Shoot the Pier from Jacksonville, Florida. We heard Surfin' to Europa and the Taikonauts with Theme from Black Saddle. This is Clint Beachwood. It's been a Day at the Beach podcast number 26. Going to wrap things up with just a couple songs. One from a band, I'm almost sure they're out of L.A., called the Noble Gases. Baked Bean Boogaloo is the name of the song I'm going to play for you. And then wrap things up with a cut from the Red Planet's new CD, Chases Leads to Crashes. I'm going to play At It Again. And I think I mentioned earlier in the podcast that the room that I normally do this podcast in is in various stages of demolition, and is not real conducive to a fun podcast event, at least for me anyway. But hopefully things will change by the next time, or at least two more times around, and we'll see how it goes at that time. Don't know if it can get any better, don't know if it can get any worse, we'll see. But anyway, as I was kind of cleaning up around here, I came across a promo copy of this Red Planet CD, Chases Leads to Crashes. And Gary, I apologize, I don't know how many, if you sent one or two, but anyway, I have one to give away here, so if you've listened to the podcast this long and you're interested in a CD, well, I have one to give away. It's the Red Planets, and the CD is called Chases Leads to Crashes. So when I whoever sends me the first email asking for this CD, you're the one who's going to get it. So thank you very much. And thanks to Gary Miller for sending me the CD, not only to play to you guys, but also one to give away to you guys. So thank you, Gary. So let's do this Noble Gas thing, and then we'll do some Red Planets, and then I'll see you next time around, okay? My name's Clint. It's been a Day at the Beach podcast number 26. Thank you.